get ready for your daily dose of WordPress and web development tips, tricks, and insights to help you find success with WordPress. You're listening to WP the Podcast with your hosts, David Blackman and Tim Streifler.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to another episode of WP the Podcast. I'm David Blackman.
And I'm Tim Streifler.
Today in episode 697, we're going to talk about how to get found on Google. So I got this brand new website. I'm so happy. I'm in the online digital world now. And how are people going to find me? You know, there are billions of websites on the internet. So the competition's kind of stiff. And believe it or not, most people don't do this stuff. You know, most people aren't aware of the steps that you need to take to have the search engines find you. So are we ready to dive into number one, Tim? I can go with it, or do you need to say anything before then?
No, go for it.
All right. First thing you're going to want to do is to make your site ready. And what we mean by that is if you've got a brand new WordPress website and you go into the settings of that website, there's going to be a little box there that you're going to want to make sure that it's checked until you're finished building your website that says, you know, allow search engines to index your website, basically. And if that box is checked, when Google or Bing's spiders come and crawl your site, because that's what they're technically called, they're little robots, and they crawl your website, and they say, oh, this is a fashion website, yada, 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 whatever it is. If that box is checked, they're going to say, oh, they don't want to be indexed now. And when you're building it, it's important, have that little box checked. But when you're ready to get found, you're going to want to make sure that box is unchecked. And you're going to want to create a sitemap. And you can use tools like Yoast SEO. It's probably, Tim and I have an episode a few back. I don't remember which episode it was, but we talked about, you know, utilizing some of these plugins and stuff to generate a sitemap and stuff. And it's pretty easy. It's just letting the search engines know, hey, here is a map of all the pages that are on my site. Here's what they're for. And you submit that. And Tim's going to tell you in step two how you submit it.
Yeah. And just to expand on what you mentioned about the checkbox. So if it's under reading settings, so there's settings and then there's general writing, rating, discussion. So it's under reading and it's search engine visibility. And so if you check it, and then it's going to discourage search engines from indexing the site. So you want to make sure that's unchecked once you're ready for the world to see your site. A little side note, I always leave it unchecked because I never want to forget that it's checked.
Right.
Because when a site's being built, that sort of thing, nothing's linking to it, no one knows about it, chances are the search engines aren't going to find it anyways. But you could check, if you don't want anyone to see it and you're, you know, intent on that, then you can check that so it doesn't get indexed before you're ready. So the second thing on your list is to sign up for Google Search Console. So we talked about that a few episodes back. If you already have a Google account where you have analytics or a Gmail or whatever, you can add to it and sign up for Google Search Console under that same Google account. And Google Search Console essentially is the console that connects your website to Google. It's like that hub where Google can tell you if there's crawling errors, there's 404 errors, what the popular keywords are that people are finding you through, that sort of thing. So it is the connection between you and your site and Google. And so it's really important that you sign up for Google Search Console and connect it and stuff so that you can be alerted of things like that when there's crawl errors and stuff like that, penalties. And it's also where you submit your sitemap. So David talked about you get a sitemap from Yoast or another SEO plugin. And then once you have that sitemap, you submit the URL into Google. A lot of times, though, you're going to have multiple sitemaps. You'll have a page sitemap, a post sitemap. If you have custom post types, you'll have a sitemap for those. And so you'll want to submit those separately to Google. So you might be submitting 5 different sitemaps. And that just makes sure that Google has everything it needs to know, here's all the pages on your site. And then also, that way it's not trying to guess and crawl through it. It basically, it has a map of your site, so it helps it crawl it better. The sitemap also contains the last modified date and published date, that sort of thing, so that Google knows if something gets updated, it can go back and recrawl and get the most up-to-date content and adjust its rankings accordingly. So that's why the sitemap is so important, and not just having it, but submitting it to Google. Google can eventually find it sometimes, but there's no reason not to submit it just to make sure. So it's kind of like Google's really good at figuring things out when people screw up and forget steps, stuff like that, because their whole goal is to get the most credible content and the most useful content to whoever's searching for it. And so they are really good at kind of figuring things out when people do missteps, but that can just cause things to take longer. You want to set yourself up for success and give Google everything that they want. You want to do everything right. You don't want to be ranking in spite of doing a bunch of things wrong. You want to set yourself up for success to help you rank better.
Next thing you're going to want to do once you've got your new website launched and all the pages submitted, you're going to want to start creating content. This is probably going to be the most important thing that you can do to get found in search engines. They want to know that what you are, what you're doing, and they judge that based on content that you produce on your site. So if you just write a little, "Hey, I'm Joe, I'm a plumber, you know, whatever, in this town," and you never produce anything again, you know, Google's not going to index you as often as someone who is producing content on a regular basis. And the benefit of having search engines constantly crawling your websites is, in their minds, they think you are an authority in your niche or industry because you're producing content in that niche. So it's huge and can be really, really big for you. It does take a lot of work, and you do need to kind of set yourself up for it because it's just a lot of work. But the benefit and the value that it's going to give your business long term is going to be massive. It was the biggest mistake that I made many years ago, when we started this little company, Aspen Grove Studios, and for whatever reason, you know, as I was learning WordPress and as we were, you know, I'm a firm believer in documenting your journey, and it was my way of kind of documenting our journey. So as we would learn new tricks and, you know, and it was for user acquisition, we wanted to, you know, kind of start collecting emails and stuff, and you know, so that we could build an audience and whatnot. And I just started producing content on our website, and I will tell you, it has paid huge for us because our organic search, it's our biggest thing, is organic search still to this day, and it's a lot. And we just recently took a huge leap, you know, in global rankings. Why, I have no idea. I wish I was a SEO guru and I could tell you why I went from 29,000th ranked website in the world to 25,000, you know. And it doesn't normally happen like that, but it's happened here in the last month, and I don't really know what it's about, but it's because Google knows who I am. They found me because I did these things that we're talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. And the next step, once you are creating content, is to start promoting that content. So Google, obviously, they want to give the most relevant, credible, authoritative, useful content to whoever is typing in keywords on Google, right? However, in order to be authoritative and credible, Google needs to know who you are and have some, you need to have some clout with them, basically. And part of the way you do that is getting your content noticed, right? So if you create content and just do nothing, maybe over time that content will start ranking. But if you start promoting that content, maybe you're sharing it on social media and you're sharing it in Facebook groups without spamming, of course. And then maybe you're promoting it to your email list if you have one. And people start seeing it and they start commenting, they start sharing it, they start linking to it. Those are all things that Google picks up on and says, hey, people seem to like this content. People are trusting this content enough to share it and link to it and read it and comment it. Therefore, we should probably start showing this to people that are searching for this type of content. And so by promoting that content, you are basically building that trust for Google to be able to rank you. And so that's a really big part of the equation that sometimes you see people kind of they miss a step and they don't talk about this step, but it's really important. One of the biggest things that Google loves, again, this is something that not a lot of people talk about. Neil Patel, to his credit, does talk about it quite a bit, and that's having a brand. Google loves brands because brands are trustworthy. If a company has a lot of brand power, people know that company, they recognize that company, they trust that company. Well, that Google's like, boom, like ranking number one. Elegant Themes, right? One of the most trusted names in WordPress. They have so much content marketing. They could write an article on anything and it's going to rank because Google knows them and trusts them because of their brand. They have a long-term brand that has been built up over a decade and a half. So if you promote that, if you create really great content and you promote that content, then the search engine, it's going to follow. And so one of the things that we recommend doing is if organic Google search is your strategy, you need to make it a long-term strategy and you need to create content, promote that content, and just forget about Google for the time being, because Google does take time and it's slow. Focus on building your brand. Focus on creating awesome things. Focusing on promoting it. Focus on getting traffic other sources, right? Getting people to link to you and stuff like that, not for search engine purposes, but for traffic purposes. Because when you do that, you're going to get traffic in the short term, but then that's also going to help you in Google in the long term.
Man, this is a long episode, Tim.
Hey, this is value right here, baby.
I think this is something that we're passionate about.
Hell
so
yeah.
We definitely, we're passionate about it. Tomorrow we've got another great episode. The most important thing you need to know when trying to close a web design client. It might not be what you think it is, so come check us out tomorrow. Tim, until tomorrow, we'll see you then.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We've come to the end of today's episode of WP the Podcast. Join us tomorrow for more daily tips and strategies designed to help you run your WordPress business towards success. Remember to subscribe to WP the Podcast so you can stay up to date with each episode. And don't forget to rate and review us. We'll see you again tomorrow right here on WP the Podcast.